From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The same storm that caused hundreds of flight cancellations and gave people in the southeastern U.S. a white Christmas could cause major headaches for travelers trying to get home. As NPR's Tamara Keith tells us, the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are expected to get a heavy dose of snow tomorrow.
Some spots could be hit with as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow by Monday morning, with the heaviest snowfall in southeastern New York and in New England. But forecasters say a huge sweep of the East Coast will see flakes.
Eastern Virginia, the Delmarva, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, eastern New York, and New England.
Dan Peterson is a meteorologist on the winter weather desk at the National Weather Service. He says all that snow spells trouble for travelers.
It's just going to have a disproportionately large impact because of the number of travelers that you have the day after Christmas.
For those who are driving, Peterson suggests getting an early start on Sunday or waiting it out until Monday. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
A suicide attack is blamed in the deaths of at least 45 people in northwest Pakistan and dozens more injuries. And authorities in the town of Khar say it was carried out by a woman, the first time they believe that's ever happened in Pakistan. The BBC's Ali Makbul in Islamabad.
Witnesses say hundreds of people had been waiting to collect food rations outside the offices of an international aid agency when the suicide bomber struck. Most of those killed are thought to be civilians who'd fled the fighting between Taliban militants and the Pakistani army. The tribal district of Bajur, where the attack took place, has seen several military operations to clear it of insurgents. The army had previously declared the operations a success and the area safe for the displaced to return to.
The BBC's Ali Makbul reporting. Many Americans are turning on brand new e-readers this Christmas. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the trend toward digital reading seems to be picking up steam.
Last year, e-books represented just 3% of total book sales. This year, it's closing in on 10%. As reading goes digital, companies have the potential to gather more precise data about reading habits. Scott Turow, president of the Authors Guild, believes that Amazon.com is learning a lot about the users of its Kindle.
This is just one more string to their bow. I once had a friendly quarrel with one of my publishers saying, you know, I've been publishing with you for 20 years and you don't have any idea who reads me. And yet if you went to Amazon, they could tell you with precision.
In its privacy policy, Amazon says it's not in the business of selling the data it gathers about its customers. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
And that was just one of a series of electronic items that were hot for this Christmas season. This is NPR. Queen Elizabeth has delivered what's become a traditional televised Christmas message as families sit down to their holiday dinner. From London, Larry Miller reports that this is one speech the monarch writes herself.
In her annual Christmas message, the Queen stayed on safe ground, extolling the virtues of sports and how they bring communities and nations together.
Apart from developing physical fitness, sport and games can also teach vital social skills.
And then to her subjects.
I wish you and all those whom you love and care for a very happy Christmas.
There are two empty places at the Queen's Christmas festivities. Prince William and his fiancée Kate Middleton are otherwise engaged. He's working search and rescue as a helicopter pilot. She's spending what may be her last Christmas with her own family before she becomes part of the royal family. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A joint federal and local investigation into homemade bombs reportedly is underway in a suburb of Denver. The Associated Press cites Englewood police saying that 10 unexploded devices were thrown through the windows of a CTG cell phone store in a strip mall. No one was hurt, but the Denver Post reports nearby stores had to be evacuated while a bomb squad rounded up the homemade bombs. A coal-carrying freighter stuck in the Detroit River will have to stay there through at least tomorrow. The U.S. Coast Guard says there just aren't enough workers available this Christmas to operate the 5 tugboats they need to dislodge the 579-foot freighter. The Ohio-based Mickey Sons vessel was arriving from Cleveland. This is NPR News.